This morning, Baptist Army Chaplain James Key is preaching a doubleheader. Key drops into his weekly inspirational gospel service on Fort Drum, says a quick hi to the congregation.
We pride ourselves in saying that we are the church with a big heart on the what?
Side of the road.
On the what?
And then, during a hymn, he jumps in his car, drives to another chapel on the other side of the base, and gives a guest sermon at the Contemporary Protestant service.
You may have gotten your piece of the American pie, but someone else is still, in the words of poet Langston Hughes, looking for a crust of bread and a corner to sleep in. We all have work to do.
What Key's doing, preaching to Christians like him, is just one part of an Army chaplain's job.
I have a number of colleagues who come from different faith groups, and we get a chance to serve soldiers and their family together.
Chaplains train with soldiers. They don't carry weapons, but they do deploy to war zones.
We call it ministry of presence. And it's this idea that a chaplain is constantly present in our unit, caring for soldiers, assessing their needs, and getting to know them.
That's Chaplain James Dice. He works in the Pentagon, recruiting clergy to the chaplain corps. It's a constant challenge.
There is a shortage of chaplains that the Army is addressing in the active duty component and the Army National Guard.
That shortage is particularly acute among Catholic priests. The Catholic Church now provides incentives for priests to join the military, like paying for half their religious education. And Dice says the Pentagon may decide to provide some incentives of its own, especially as the Army grows and becomes more diverse. For Fort Drum Chaplain James Key, working in a diverse environment is one of the most interesting parts of the job, but it can require chaplains to stretch the bounds of their faith.
We're not compromising our personal denominational integrity, but we are creating space so others can practice their particular faith.
That's the issue at Fort Bragg, where a Baptist chaplain faces possible sanctions after the Army found that he didn't allow a same-sex couple to attend a marriage retreat. The chaplain is challenging the Army's conclusion, saying he tried to find another chaplain to take over the retreat. Fort Drum Rabbi Moshe Lance says the key to navigating these tricky moments is finding common ground. Lance remembers helping a soldier with an earth-based religion honor the spring solstice. It wasn't something he was used to doing as an Orthodox Jew.
But it's not necessarily something that's entirely strange either. I think if anything else, you're able to look inside yourself and you're saying, how can I identify with this person and where they're at? So what in my theology can I not give them, not blend with them, but can I use to explore where they're coming from?
For Army chaplains, conversion is supposed to take a back seat to counseling. Chaplain James Key says that if a soldier comes into his office to talk about a problem,
it's not a time to pull out my good old Baptist 1-2 punch. Now, if that soldier says, you know what, chaplain, I'm really thinking about Christianity, then you're there to help them.
Key loves his work. There's nowhere else besides the military, he says, where you get to be part of your congregation's job site, where you get to help young people grow up and prepare to fight their battles, the ones they face on the inside and the ones out in the world. I'm Sarah Harris.